Okay, so we've just finished session 3 at the £1.40 conference, and we're talking about the psychology of Twitter. And Darren wanted to start the conversation up.
It is the same person.
I was looking at the people posting.
So for the benefit of the audio boo audience, so my question is nastiness been growing since the end of the summer? Are you seeing more hate tweets, more people against people? Do you think the love's dipping away?
No. Perhaps there is more hate becoming public, but there's still a lot of love floating about in between the rest of us.
What do you think?
What makes you say that?
I'm just seeing more negative tweets. I'm feeling negative about some tweets.
Are you
myself.
Looking for negativity?
No. I've never done that in my life, but if it...
Yeah.
Well, that's what it feels like. We should be in hibernation, yet we're all living quite an open life. And,
but is it
and right now, I don't feel like being open, but because I am so open, I feel like I need to keep tweeting and come up with something that's inspiring and positive. And whereas actually, sometimes, I read some tweets and I want to tweet, fuck off. You're full of shit. But I do, and I haven't felt like that. How long have I been on the platform? I mean, tweeting in earnest for over a year, 15 months, 16 months, and I've never felt like that, but I have in the last couple of weeks.
But is there something around that, though, that you, like, your persona on social media isn't necessarily honest because you have to be doing certain things, like we were talking before about, like, there's a
time when you're not live.
Well, there's a type of where you're meant to act. So a lot of the time you'll see people retweet things or be positive about someone on social media when you know that it's slightly different.
Well, I think that's the same in true life, right? You can go to the pub with your mates because it's been organised, or you go to a club or a party and actually you're not in the mood for it, but somebody's dragged you to the party and you spend the evening going, oh yeah, yeah, I'm fine, whereas really in your head you're saying, no, I really don't want to be here.
Also, you can be at a party, there could be 400 people at the party, but you're not necessarily going to engage in deep conversation with each and every single one of them. There's a lot of sustainability that has to be done through Twitter in its own right, because you've created so many connections that you feel you have to buoy them up in some fashion.
Do you think that's changed then, since this whole balance between positivity and negativity and whatever else has changed since more and more people have got on Twitter? Or
no,
the balance is the same, do you think?
I think a year ago, so when we first started tweeting with each other, it was all positive. It was just a wonderful thing.
It was an age of innocence,
wasn't
it?
Yeah.
It kind of was. It was just a bunch of people pissing around, more or less. And now it's become so business orientated in a way as well. Like, sure. I have some people like having a go at me for talking too much about my work and not enough lightweight stuff, and other people having a go at me for being too, you know, exposing my personal life on Twitter or whatever. I don't care if you're taking photos of a pineapple in front of London Tower Bridge at midnight. Why on earth are you posting that to Twitter? And I'm like, well, that's kind of me.
It's me, yeah. And some people
trying
I know
to be honest,
like that.
I think that's a fair point. If, you know, you should be allowed to, you know, be a human being. I think, you know, you see all these problems with Gordon Brown and all the letter that he wrote out. And, you know, okay, the guy, you know, can't write brilliantly, but that's not enough of a reason to slate the guy from high heaven, you know. That's the intention should be allowed to seep through, you know.
We better go because the next session's starting. Thanks.